Dave.
Now, scientists have demonstrated a new way of improving the efficiency of solar cells. At the moment, solar power is significantly more expensive than fossil fuels, and there's tens of thousands of researchers trying to reverse this relationship. However, this isn't really just a case of making the solar cells themselves cheaper, because even now in the Western world, half of the cost for installing solar panels is in the installation. So the best way of making electricity cheaper is to get more electricity per square metre of panels. The problem is that different colours of light have different energies, and light split up into little tiny particles called photons, and each photon in a normal cell can only produce one electron. And the solar cell is designed around a single energy called the band gap. This means it can't absorb light with a lower energy than this. Any extra energy a light photon might have is wasted as heat.
So does that mean then, sorry to cut in, Dave, does that mean then that if you optimise your panel to, say, see green light, anything that's at the red or the blue is much harder to get the energy out because the panel isn't optimised around that particular wavelength of light?
That's right. You wouldn't be able to absorb the red at all, and the blue light, any extra energy the photon had above the green, it wouldn't be able to absorb at all. So they tend to probably build them optimised somewhere around the yellow in the spectrum, which means you're wasting lots of infrared and lots of energy from the blue. Now, one solution to this problem would be to find a material that would push two electrons around the circuit if the energy of the photon was twice the band gap. This would mean that you could make the band gap a lower energy so you could absorb more colours of photons in the first place, and the really high energy photons you'd get twice the energy out of, twice as many electrons out of. This effect has been observed in solid lumps of semiconductor, but is very inefficient, and you need three or four times the energy to produce two electrons. Now, Justin Sambar and colleagues have been investigating this property in quantum dots. These are tiny lumps of material, in this case lead sulfide, which is so small that their energy levels start to look more like an atom than a bulk material. But they're an atom whose properties you can engineer. They've built structures of these lead sulfide nanodots attached to titanium dioxide semiconductors. And although these absorb a tiny proportion of the light hitting them at the moment, because they're incredibly thin, when they do absorb them, when they increase the energy of the photons to be more than twice the band gap, they almost see a doubling in the current produced. So they're producing multiple electrons per photon, although it's really not a practical cell at the moment. Hopefully in a few years' time they'll be able to get this into practical cells and get a much higher efficiency out.
And the theoretical efficiency, if you could do this, would be?
I think it's sort of in the 60s%.
Which is incredible, isn't it? Much better.
I mean, probably you wouldn't get there, but certainly you get a lot closer.